This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation, it's time to talk Longhorns and Georgia with Chip Brown here, longtime Longhorns reporter and insider. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is the victim of negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. Yeah, I cover the Longhorns for horns247.com. You can also hear him streaming on Texas Sports Unfiltered. They are from 1 to 3 every day, Texas time. Chip Brown, good afternoon to you, sir. How the heck are you?
Doing good. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, thank you. What was your show like today? Paint the picture for how energized the audience is for this big weekend.
Well, it's, I think this is an enormous opportunity. I go back 60 years to Texas playing Arkansas in 1964 to find a game as big as this one. Texas was number one. Arkansas was number eight, and Arkansas beat Texas. Texas had just won the national championship in 63. That, of course, was the Arkansas team with Jerry Jones and Jimmy Johnson. They beat Texas 14-13, and Texas won all the rest of their games that year. But Arkansas went undefeated and claimed the national championship. And Daryl Royal told me in 2000 that game still ate at him. Wow. Because he felt like that 64 team was one of the best teams he ever had. So, you know, it's different now, obviously. Sports writers, you know, picked the national champion of college football. Now, you got this 12-team playoff. So could Texas lose to Georgia tomorrow night and still be in, you know, playoff contention? Absolutely. But I think this is a critical moment in time. I think their culture is a little off. I think, you know, Kirby won back-to-back national championships, and then, you know, you had all the speed racer issues out there, and it's not funny. I mean, there's now, what, 27 since January of 2023 that have happened? It just feels like something's off, and I think we're seeing it on the field with Georgia, but we also saw them play incredible desperate football and coming back from 28-0 down at Alabama. You know, after Carson Beck threw interceptions, plural, he, you know, lit it up and threw deep ball touchdown passes and got them the lead with 2 minutes and change. And it was incredible. But then Jalen Milroe was, you know, excuse me while I whip this out, and he throws it to Ryan Williams for a one play game winning touchdown drive ball game. But I just think, you know, this is an unbelievable opportunity for Steve Sarkisian, who's trying to build a national championship program. He said, you know, in February, I'm, quote, borderline obsessed with winning a national championship. And if I get one, I'm going to want two. And this is his moment. You know, Kirby's the top Saban assistant. He's got two national championships. Sarkisian's trying to get there. And this is a battle between two programs at the peak of their powers.
Hey, Chip, what has made Sark different from all the others? You've covered that football team a long time. I thought you were going to tell me you were there at the 64 game, talking to Daryl Royal in the locker room with a, you know, with a cigarette in your hand and a bottle of Coca-Cola or something like that.
I wish. That sounds fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun. But what's different? What's different about Sark as all the others that have come since?
You know, Brian, it's his journey. I mean, this guy, you know, obviously played the game, played at a high level. And then he, you know, got on the fast track in coaching. He was a head coach at Washington at 33. He says now it was too much too soon. Then he gets the USC job, and we all know he crashes and burns in just like spectacular fashion in public at a pep rally. Sues USC after getting fired. Like, he was the leper of college football. Nick Saban extends an opportunity, and Sarkisian gets back on his feet, like, owes the guy his life. They're together right now. You know, Saban's here for game day, so they're hanging out in the bubble. But, you know, Sarkisian's journey, and when he interviewed for the job, he said, here's how I'm going to build the program. We're going to get bigger in the trenches. We're going to get faster on the outside. And I'm going to coach culture. And that was, you know, this culture. He has the team meet on Wednesdays during the summer, and they all tell their stories to each other over the course of weeks, to the point where every player tells his story to every other player on the team and every other coach. And Sarkisian starts it off by talking about his crash and burn journey and why he's so appreciative to be in this room with these guys and to, you know, celebrate every day and don't get complacent. Don't get arrogant, because when you do, that's when you take your greatest fall. And these guys have bought into it. And I think, you know, Sarkisian knows it's a fragile fabric, and you're always trying to pass culture from one team to the next. It doesn't always work. You know, he had 30 new players, and I think he feels like it worked. Like, he got the culture to pass. And so I think this team is bonded. I know that sounds campfire and hokey, but that's what makes Sarkisian different. Like, he's a flawed human who has a message that really resonates. Oh, and by the way, he's one of the best play designers and play callers.
Sure.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
College football, and he hired, you know, a really good defensive coordinator, because we all know if you're an offensive minded head coach, you're going to be made or broken by your defensive coordinator. Just, you know, like the defensive minded head coaches are made or broken by their OC. So I think Sarkisian's been, yeah, it's been fascinating to watch, because you had the arrogance and the hubris of Tom Herman, and he burned bridges everywhere here, and they couldn't wait to get rid of him, even though he was winning. And then you bring in Steve Sarkisian, who's got this, you know, I know how lucky I was and how appreciative I am. And so I think it's interesting, and they're talented.
Again, set for Texas, Georgia with Chip Brown here on 105.3, the Fan and the G-Bag Nation. Isaiah Bond, what's his status looking like? And I think the matchup that I've seen where Georgia could have an advantage in this one would be Carson Beck versus the Texas secondary. Is that one where maybe you're also looking at, okay, Texas maybe could be at a disadvantage here? Or are you more high on the secondary than others?
Yeah, so I'll start with Isaiah Bond. He's going to be available. He was upgraded from questionable to probable last night. And I don't think he's going to be, you know, full strength, but I think he'll be out there. I like Ryan Wingo in this game. Big number five, freshman receiver, most explosive receiver on the team. But then, you know, let's see. The secondary. Yeah, so you've got, they have not played anybody offensively. Hmm. You know, Michigan's defense, totally legit. Quinn Ewers looked great in navigating that defense. As far as the Texas defense, the highest scoring offense they've faced is Mississippi State at number 71. Everyone else is below that. So it's easy to say, you know, they have not been tested. And I think Carson Beck has gotten some rhythm with his playmakers. I think it's going to be a really good test because we saw Georgia against Alabama. They got some guys loose for big play touchdowns. Texas has not given up explosive plays this year. I think Andrew Makuba coming in from Clemson and the fact that he, Michael Taff from Westlake, and Jahdae Barron, the boundary corner, who went to Pflugerville Connolly, all trained together in high school under a trainer named Bam Blake. And I think those guys developed a bond, you know, starting then, that is now really helping this secondary communicate. They're just not making the mental errors that they have. And so I think they're ready for the test. I think this is a much better pass defense than the one that was ranked 113th at the end of last year, giving up, you know, 254 yards a game.
Chip, I got to cover a lot of high school football, and it seemed like in DFW, up until the last handful of years, like Oklahoma, Texas A&M, they would do a better job of recruiting DFW than Texas was doing, and that has certainly changed. When you look at that Texas roster, Malik Muhammad, Colin Simmons, Anthony Hill, I mean, heck, Jonte Cook, who's not seeing the field much, but the list goes up. Quinn Ewers, the list goes on and on. How
Quinn
much
Ewers, Quintravian Wisner.
Right, absolutely. I mean, how much has that really helped build this program by getting back and making an emphasis on recruiting DFW?
Enormous. I mean, Jeff Banks, one of the best recruiters in college football, made that a priority, and Sarkisian made it a priority. I mean, you know, Banks had been at A&M. He knew how critical that area was and how, you know, sort of flip, I don't want to say flippant, but kind of flippant. You know, Tom Herman, like Charlie Strong, I don't know. You know, he got Malik Jefferson out of the DFW area. But, you know, I look at Sarkisian and Banks, and they've just gone straight in there and pulled out. I mean, my God, Anthony Hill, and the fact that they just inserted Leonga Lafau as middle linebacker so they can move Hill around for the very first time against Oklahoma, and Hill finishes the game with 11 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks, and a forced fumble. Like, if that's the return on investment for that move, Anthony Hill may be making his case Saturday night for the Butkus, the Nagurski. So, yeah, the DFW talent is enormous on this team. Colin Simmons leads the team in sacks. Quintravian Wisner's kind of become the go-to running back when Ewers from South Lake. So, you know, I think the big question is Quinn Ewers. You know, he did not look right against Oklahoma. And he was asked on Monday, okay, were you feeling any lingering effects from the abdominal strain? And he said, it felt a little different, but nothing drastic, which can be code for, yeah, I was feeling something. So, you know, I think that's the $1 million. I mean, if you get elite Quinn Ewers, I expect to see the Quinn Ewers that was at Michigan, that was at Alabama last year. But if he's still, you know, feeling it, then, you know, Steve Sarkisian's going to have a, you know, he might have a decision to make. I mean, they were good enough last week. They, you know, they kind of stopped throwing deep. They kind of just stayed with the 5 and 10 yard stuff and they won 34-3, but Carson Beck wasn't the opposing quarterback.
Enjoy this historic weekend, Chip. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you soon. There he goes, Chip Brown, Horns247.com, longtime Horns reporter and insider. He's dialed. He's hardwired into that football team, isn't he? Okay, when we come back, it's time for Krusty's Corner with Brian Broaddus. What's in store today, buddy?
Yeah, I got some questions for my guys on a Friday. We'll do that next.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.